Hi, you're listening to Rapid Recaps with Jesse. Tonight's recap is of True Blood, Season 2, Episode 7. A lot of things moving in this episode, which was good. We kind of got a lot more action. We found out who the traitor was in the vampire nest in Texas. It was Isabel's lover. So that was sort of surprising, but not. And I guess they sort of laid the seeds last week when they sort of hinted at the dilemma of, if you were to date a vampire and you were a human, the logical fight you would have with your vampire lover would be whether or not they would turn you. And it certainly is suspect that they wouldn't make that ultimate commitment to keep you immortal with them, which sort of begs the question what they're doing with you in the first place. Isabel sort of confirmed that herself when she was chatting with Eric. Stucky was still trapped in the basement, but they did finally put two and two together and realize that they have two stack houses in their possession, at which point Steve Newland flipped out and basically sent Gabe, the muscle man, to go murder Jason Stackhouse because he believes he's a traitor. Of course, because Jason slept with Sarah last week, he, of course, mistakes this as Steve wanting revenge for him sleeping with his wife at first, so he acts a little more guilty than he probably should have. The good news is that maybe Jason will finally wake up and realize that they're abusing his sister and that these are not good people to be with. On the other hand, it might not end up so well for Jason because it looks like Sarah Newland shot him as he was sort of trying to make his way back to the compound. So that was a little traumatic. Bill and his maker continue to sort of spar. We get one more flashback to their life in Los Angeles in the 30s, and we sort of see their end fight where Bill sort of comes to his senses and realizes that she's just trying to make a monster out of him, but that he'll never really love her like that. And so he sort of begs his freedom from her. In the present tense, she, of course, reveals that Eric has sent her to sort of distract him because he wants to get his hands on Sookie. So that'll be an interesting conflict when we get there. And at the very end of the episode, what I found interesting was that Godric was there. He came in as Gabe was roughing up Sookie, and he sort of rescued her. But it sort of begs the question, if Godric has been sort of able to break free at any time, why is he still in their possession? And the trailer for next week was really where the meat and potatoes was, ironically, and where the most excitement was when you watched the episode tonight, because it certainly seems like Eric is offering himself up in Godric's place next week. But again, it seems to be a voluntary act, which makes me wonder what Godric's agenda is. Do they have some sort of blackmail over him, which I can't imagine what a vampire would be ashamed of enough to be blackmailed. Or does perhaps Godric also want a war or a reason to provoke war with the humans? And certainly looks like a battle royale is going to break out next week between the vampires and the Fellowship of the Sun. In other news, despite the fact that Marianne literally is walking in covered with blood, like dragging dead animals through the house, Tara has still not woken up to what's going on. Sort of interesting tidbit dropped this week by Daphne before she was murdered by Marianne. She pointed out that no supernatural creature or person who's affected with some kind of supernatural power can be directly controlled by Marianne, so they can't get black-eyed, which begs the question if Andy Belflore can't be dazzled by her, as he's proven himself to be immune several times now. What about Andy is supernatural? So that's sort of an interesting twist for a character that's been sort of a buffoon up until now. Sam Rolott continues to make questionable choices and sort of is hanging around longer than he should. He should be beating feet, but he's still around town and not confiding in anyone. And the last bit this week was Jessica and Hoyt continued to be the cutest couple on the planet, and we learned that adorable Hoyt, even though he's 28, is a virgin, and he's been saving himself for the right woman. So it's definitely, loving that couple. I think they're really, really sweet. So that was good stuff. Good episode, but mostly filler, kind of. I mean, we moved a little forward, but I think the real exciting stuff, the real wow stuff's going to happen next week. So I'm totally excited, and hope you guys enjoy this episode as much as I did. See you next week.